You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Tim Meester, the president of Screen Magic. Throughout Tim's nearly 30-year career, he has owned and operated numerous companies in manufacturing and distribution. Tim, a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So how long would you say that you've been an entrepreneur? You certainly are just that.
You know, it hadn't hit me how long I've been self-employed until I was doing a spec job for a company for website development. And he'd asked me to fill out a job application. And I said, well, I'm not really working for you. He says, I know it just, you know, helps human resources keep track of you. So I was filling it out, and I got to the section where it said last place of employment. And I had to really think back, and I put down the Surfside Club restaurant. Last position, put down busboy, and pay was $3.15 an hour plus all the chicken I could eat. And it occurred to me, I hadn't had a job since I was in high school. I'd always been self-employed. So for 30 years, I've always somehow made it work.
How did you get started with it all? What was the first, what was the starting point?
You know, the thing that really kind of got me hooked on being self-employed was I was in college, and a friend of mine, she wanted a peek hole in her door, and actually offered to pay me to put a peek hole in her door. I went down to the hardware store and paid $1.50 and put one in her door, and then her neighbor wanted one, and she paid me $10 to put a peek hole in her door. And so I ran down to the hardware store and bought about 10 or 20 of them and just started going down the street, knocking on doors, putting in peek holes. And I had a little cordless drill. It looked like a gun. So when they opened the door, it scared the heck out of them. And then I told them I was putting peek holes in, and they couldn't have me put them in quick enough. And so I charged them. I was charging about $35 to put a peek hole in, and it would take me about, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes to put one in a door. And so I was making $200, $300, sometimes $400 an hour putting peek holes indoors. And when you're going to college to get out and make $40,000 a year, and you're making six digits working part-time putting peek holes indoors, you kind of ask yourself, why am I going to college? So that's how I got started.
Well, that is very, very interesting and inspiring as well, and it does certainly make a point. Now, let's look at your latest venture. Why did you start Screen Magic? Tell us about that.
You know, I had a company called Arizona Outdoor Theaters. It was a great product. It was it's kind of like having a drive-in in your own backyard. And it was a big, huge screen and an outdoor projector, and we were doing real well with it. We had a private label we were doing for Leslie's Pool Supply called Poolside Theaters, and sales were good. And then, as everybody may remember, when the price of gas shot up, 2007, 2008, it seemed like the purchase of luxury items fell to zero. I know my sales fell literally to zero. And we tried doing rentals, and people just weren't spending extra money on anything. And I remember reading an article about how cleaning supply sales were up 20% because apparently everybody was firing the maid and cleaning their own house. So I had this idea for cleaning window screens that I'd been kind of tinkering with on and off for about 10 years. And I, finally had it perfected. And so I kind of dusted off that idea. I was kind of looking through my different inventions and ideas that I had and decided that would be a good one to run with. And, boy, it's gone real well for us.
Today we're joined by Tim Meester, the president of Screen Magic and a 30-year-plus entrepreneur here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What is your marketing strategy with Screen Magic?
You know, we initially had designed it for retail. And right before I was getting ready to launch the retail marketing aspect of it, I decided to release it to some of the professional window washers for them to try. And I was mainly just looking to get some feedback from them, maybe a good quote or two from a professional to put on our website. And so I got in contact with a gentleman named Kirk Kempton. He owns a company called Five Star Window here in Phoenix. And I showed it to him, and he was just blown away by it. And so he tried it out, and he calls me up a couple days later and says, I got to tell you, I love your product. He says, I have a job that I've been doing for years, and it takes him 4 hours to do that job. That's just what it takes. He's been doing it for a long time. And by using our product, he was able to do that same job in 2 hours. And he said, this is huge for me. This is like doubling my income. Apparently, window washers don't mind doing windows, but they absolutely hate doing window screens. They're the bane of their existence. And so I had a product that eliminated that problem for them. And with our product, Lily, all you got to do is spray it on, you're done. Window washers, they were power spraying them and scrubbing them with horsehair brushes, and each window screen would take them about 5 to 10 minutes. So he had suggested that I get in contact with Window Cleaning Resource. They sold window cleaning supplies, and they also had a forum with thousands and thousands of window washers across the United States and the world, for that matter, that go there to exchange ideas. So I got them to carry our product. We quickly put together a commercial version of it, and in larger sizes. And so we put it there. We got some other distributors, and I didn't realize what a huge industry the window clean supply business was. And next thing I knew, we were, in four different countries, shipping pallets out everywhere. So with the window washers, apparently we were kind of the biggest thing to hit that industry since the squeegee. But when we finally got that whole segment of our business under control, we then, got back to focusing on retail again. And we got into Ace Hardware, the local Ace down the street. I knew the owner, Jim, there. I'm probably one of his best customers, so I went down there with a dozen of them and said, I'd just like you to go ahead and put these on your shelf and see if they'll sell. You don't owe me anything for them. I'm just looking for numbers. And so he didn't really have much of a choice, being his best customer. And so he put them there, and they sold really, really well. From there, then we got in touch with the regional manager, and they gave me another 40 stores to go approach. Most people may not know this, but Ace Hardware, they're independently owned franchise stores, and they're great for people like me to work with, because I don't have to go in and try and pitch to get the whole country, say from a Lowe's or a Home Depot. I can go [S2] Right. [S1] To each individual store and get set up with them, and I give them just sell them a dozen or two dozen bottles of Screen Magic, and then I invoice and they pay for them. So it allows a company like mine to be as big or as small as I want to be, which is very helpful when you're looking at a manufacturing standpoint. So so we got 36 of the 40 stores. They then did what they call put us in the RSC, and that Ace has 14 different warehouses throughout the United States. And when they put you in the warehouse, it just makes it a lot easier for the Ace store owners to order from you. So instead of having to order from me individually and me invoicing them and all that, they just order from the warehouse, and they get two trucks every week that come in, and they don't have to pay me directly. So they put me in the warehouse that handles Arizona, New Mexico, and so forth, and then they put me in the Sacramento warehouse after that. And then I got a new buyer with the corporate office at Ace who's seen my numbers and called me up and said, why aren't you everywhere? And so he did. He did put me everywhere. And so it was a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing for us was, Ace was going to be ordering a lot of product from us. The bad news was I had to figure out a way to manufacture a lot of product.
Wow, what a story. And I can't tell you how thrilling it is to hear the whole process of the success with Screen Magic. Now, how do you manufacture a product like Screen Magic with little to no working capital?
You know, that was a real tough part. You know, as I said, my Arizona Outdoor Theater business was failing, so I wasn't exactly flush with cash. And like many entrepreneurs, I had what I thought was a great idea, but I didn't have a whole lot of working capital to really go out and, you know, do things the way I really would like to have done them. Probably the best idea that I came up with was I had a friend of mine, Rick Richardson, owns a graphics design company called R2 Squared in Arizona here. And he's just a great graphics design artist. And so I approached him and said, I'll give you a percent of my company if you'll do all my graphics for me at no cost. And so it's kind of a gamble on his part, almost as much of a gamble for him as it is for me, because he's going to spend a lot of hours doing work and not getting paid for it up front. But he seen the product, and he hated cleaning window screens too, apparently. And so he went ahead and agreed to do it. And it really, you know, he designed all the logos for us. He does all the flyers, all the artwork. You know, he's just finishing up a redo of our website here. It really has saved a lot of upfront money. Anybody who's ever tried to market a product in retail knows, you know, you can spend, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $50,000 just on artwork and graphics and everything. So that was one of the ways that we were able to really get started without a whole lot of money down, so to speak. The other key was, as I said, with working with Ace. You know, I literally was bottling in my garage when I started. And, you know, my kids were putting labels on as they're watching TV. And, excuse me. So we were able to start off really small. And then, you know, we weren't making a whole lot of money, but we were, you know, all the money we made, we put back into it. When we got to larger scales with Ace, probably the best thing was working with a company called Hennessy Capital, and they're outside of Detroit, and they're a factor company. Now, in the good old days, when I first got started, if you would get a purchase order from, say, Kmart, all you do is you go down to the bank and you basically, you know, show them the purchase order, and they would give you the money to manufacture the product. And then you go out and manufacture, and then you would get paid. Well, those days are long gone. So what I had to do this time in this environment was go to Hennessy, who's a factor, and what they do is they buy my invoices. So let's just say I get an order from Ace for, say, $20,000. I manufacture it, and then I ship it, and as soon as it hits their dock, I sell Hennessy that invoice, the $20,000 invoice. And what they do is they'll give me 80% of that invoice in cash on the spot, and then they'll charge me a percentage, and then after they get paid by Ace 60 days later, then they give me the other, you know, the balance of the 20%. So I can use that 80% then to make more screen magic so I can get more invoices so I can sell them. So that was, it was a real key part of it. But the problem then lies is, you know, well, you know, how do you have the money to manufacture it? And I don't know that I could have probably done this 5 years ago. It's amazing what you can get other companies to do in a down economy like this. So I was able to get, you know, bottling companies and, you know, the people who fill the bottles and also the people who sell the bottles and the sprayers and the printers. I would get everybody to give me basically terms until I got paid by my factor because, you know, they're hungry for business. So I think 5 years ago, I don't know that I would have been able to do it the way it's structured now. So sometimes being in a down economy can work out well for an entrepreneur because other companies are more likely to take a risk because they need the business too.
Super information. Tim, in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds and customary on the program, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map of the marketplace? Certainly, this is your area of expertise.
I would say most important thing is to get out of bed every morning. If you get out of bed every morning and you get out and you do something positive every day, eventually it will come back to you. But you can't just think about it. You got to get up and do it. And even if it's just in a small way, you're working your normal job, just every day put something towards it, and pretty soon you won't be working your normal job much longer.
Good stuff. He is Tim Meester, the president of Scream Magic and a 30-year-plus entrepreneur. And the website of reference is ScreenMagicUSA.com. Tim, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
Ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.